All right, we're here outside the steps of the Wyndham's Theatre. We've just seen Hangman, which is Martin McDonagh's Royal Court production, which is now transferred to the glittering West End. And standing here, we're looking at some of the quotes from, I'm assuming, the Royal Court production, which is saying, unquestionably the funniest play in London right now, or Hangman is hilarious. Now, it is funny, but actually, it's funny only when the comedy is to make a point about violence and the pointlessness of it. Don't you think, John?
I'm not sure, really. There are lots of quotes about this play. I mean, you can say it's a play that has people in suspense. There'll be reviews that make jokes about it's a play with legs because you see a few of them dangling from a rope. It's got gallows humour. You know, all those clichés. And I think I'm really with the American lady who sat behind us who said something about, well, it's obviously a very good play, but I wouldn't rave about it.
Yes, and actually you noticed that in the audience reception to it at the end, I think.
I was expecting slightly more of it because of the reputation that has driven it here from the Royal Court, where it did get absolute rave reviews. And I'm not sure whether it just hasn't had quite long enough to play itself in here. But whilst it is funny, and I liked... we haven't really said what it's about. It's about the second most famous hangman in England, the man who was kind of number two to the celebrated Albert Pierpoint, who was Britain's hangman for about 40 years and dispatched more criminals than anybody else put together, kind of thing. And his a young man who comes into his pub.
Oh, sorry. Keep going.
A young man who comes into his pub and says some very strange things that could just be pleasantries, but there might be something darker and more sinister and more violent behind it. And he made me think very much of entertaining Mr. Sloane, that the relationship between the older hangman and this young, cocky, very assured southern lad, there was something interesting in that. And there were great moments of comedy. The setup at the beginning, the knockabout, they fumble a hanging of a man who may or may not be innocent, and just the banter between the prison warders and the criminal himself are really quite amusing. And then you get more into the dark side of it. But I mean, what did you take from it about the message?
Well, actually, interestingly, as you're watching the play, there are so many red herrings as well that are thrown at you. So you think, oh, the play's about this. And then it's like, oh, well, actually, no, it's about something else. But actually, I think the key point seems to be, and somebody's trying to get out of the fire exit that we're standing by, but we'll keep them at bay. I think the thing, key message that probably is that violence begets violence, and that there are implications for it no matter what, and death is never a neat and tidy thing, so hanging as a capital offence itself has implications. So be it from the beginning where there was a botched almost hanging of someone who was convicted and sentenced to the death penalty. You're not so sure about that one. Or
I'm kind of losing the plot of what you're saying, let alone the plot of Hangman.
Well, just I think you could say that the violence begets violence and nothing's as neat and tidy. So the whole concept of capital punishment as itself is not just a thing that you can easily just say, oh, that's fine, that's how we take care of people, because there are other implications, be it the strange people that they end up executing or the stranger people that actually carry out the execution.
Yeah, that is something that he did have to say, was that prison warders and hangmen and the people who run the custody and justice system can be every bit as strange as the perpetrators of the crimes. Yeah. And I think we'll be perpetrators of crimes if we go on very much longer about this. Yeah. It's an interesting play. You might like it.
Yes, and the justice system, I can hear it coming to us.